He was a rich man, him. Always done business together, you know. Daddy would buy his groceries with him and bank business too. I went to see him, I'll never forget that. It was about sundown. He came out, he's got a big, his house is still up, because he got a son-in-law that time. He sat on the front step, big old brick step there. And he asked me, he says, Mitchell, he says, what you want? I told him, what I want. Oh man, he says, you'll never do that. He says, you'll never live. Well, I said, Mr. Gere, I says, I'm gonna try. I says, what I wanna do, I says, I'm gonna try to get in as small as I can. You see? So if I don't make out, says I can work a little, sell a car or two and pay you or whoever. Well, I said, listen, says I'll tell you what I can do with you. He says, what's that? If you go home, and my little building wasn't finished, he said, I started a little building on Wednesday and I wanted to open the store on Saturday. It wasn't TG and White or
was it what?
It wasn't TG and White or I came out anyway. I said, I want you to bring me some stuff if you want to Saturday evening. He says, okay. Says, and I says, the least you can send me a little assortment of everything. Of course, it was during depression. The Rosehead House would break a case, maybe sell a dozen to people, you know, because they couldn't buy a whole case. Things were rough. You gotta remember that if he's 60 for sure.
Yeah.
They would break it down so a little merchant could buy it, you see. But he says, the only thing you have to do, he says, next week, you see, he says, when my salesman go by, he says, I've got a salesman go around your house every week, he says, you paying for this, you hear, paying for what I bought, he says, then you can rebuy. In other words, it was just to bring it in. On Saturday, he brought it, was putting the roof on, the bold roof, you know, like I told you. I only had $5. That's what I bought my bowls with. My brother-in-law sold me them bowls for $5. Truck backed up and put me up. I made me two little shares about this long with an old boat I had in the house. It was like we liked it some more. He bought me for $43.70 of groceries. And opened up a store with that. That's what I opened up a store with. $43.70 for some groceries. Mr. Gere sent them. And away I went. Man, you talk about hard. And then on top of that, after that, oh, two, three, or four, five times, I got up in the morning with just a store left. It would break in and everything was going inside the store. All my groceries would, people breaking in and robbing, you know.
Really?
Yeah, and I made it. Then things was going pretty nicely. I had a little building, I would put a little piece to it every 2 years. I would put a little ad, you know, a little warehouse or something. Then I built me a nice, sort of a nice building. I invited Mr. Gillery there. By that time, you see, I stayed 1 year with him. I never could pay him all. Always had a little balance. You know? Always had a little balance. But you see, there was maintenance, you see. His wife was still in the store. I would work outside here, do some cut wood for people, fence posts for people, and this and that, you see, anything. And we had a moss business at that time, too. Use that most for a fortune anyway. So when my new store was, moss out of the trees, green moss, Spanish moss.
Yeah.
They used that for a fortune that time. Oh, it was wonderful thing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was not cheap stuff, neither. But what killed that business is the foam. See, when that came out, a fellow told me, I was selling my moss to a fellow in New York, a fellow by the name of Weber.
Yeah.
Bail it and ship it back.
How much could you get?
Well, a man could gather about 100 pounds, 200 pounds a day, but you had to bring it home. See, I would buy it from the people here, you see.
And the stuff in that moss?
Oh, yeah. Then I had a little gin, a moss gin, we call that. To clean that moss, I would hire a bunch of ladies. The gin would run through, knock some of it down, then they had to take all that stuff by hand off, then put it in a big bill and load it in the car, ship it to New York.